Books are selling nicely this holiday season, but the American Booksellers Association says each December, more consumers put their holiday shopping off till later. NPR's special correspondent, Susan Stamberg, asked some independent bookstore owners to recommend page-turners that can stir the heart and spur sales.
The suggestions come from various parts of the country and are all over the map. Short stories, cookbooks, memoirs. The presence of American troops abroad this holiday season gives resonance to writer Stella Suberman's World War II memoir, When It Was Our War, A Soldier's Wife on the Home Front. The book is one of Rona Brinley's choices out at the Book Mark in Atlantic Beach, Florida. Brinley says it's the distaff side of the greatest generation, the women who fought their own wars at home.
Suberman gets married at 19 and her husband Jack goes off to war the next day. And she evokes all those things in that time period. She's struggling with her own questions of anti-Semitism and what her identity is because she's Jewish, and then her own prejudices from having grown up in the South. And she does it with a certain amount of humor. She has a part in the book where she's invited to a card game, and when she gets there, she sees all these officers' wives in their underwear and pearls because they're playing strip poker.
When It Was Our War is the name of Stella Suberman's memoir. Another pick from Rona Brinley in Florida, the Book Lover's Cookbook.
This is funny because I'm a terrible cook. And yet this is my favorite book of the year to give as a present.
There are recipes from some classic books. Slapjacks from The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Uncle Terwilliger's Artful Popovers from Dr. Seuss.
You may swallow down what's solid, but you must spit out the air. And as you partake of the world's bill of fare, that's darn good advice to follow. Do a lot of spitting out the hot air and be careful what you swallow.
And is the recipe easy to follow?
And the recipe is very easy to follow. It has 1, 2, 3, 4, about 4 ingredients in it.
The Book Lover's Cookbook, that choice by Rona Brinley at the Book Mark in Atlantic Beach, Florida. And by the way, all the books we talk about this morning, plus more booksellers' picks, are listed on our website, npr.org. A collection of short stories by Ron Carlson, it's called A Kind of Flying, is the choice of Gail Shanks at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe, Arizona. Her favorite story, The H Street Sledding Record, begins this way.
The last thing I do every Christmas Eve is go out in the yard and throw the horse manure onto the roof. It is a ritual.
Wow.
And, you know, his wife is inside and she's laughing at him, but he knows that his young daughter will come out on Christmas morning and think Santa's reindeer, you know, have visited her.
Ron Carlson always writes about love, families, often from the perspective of young people. This story collection is called A Kind of Flying. Another pick by Gail Shanks is Reading Lolita in Tehran, a memoir in books by Azar Nafisi. Nafisi quit her teaching job at the University of Tehran rather than to come to class in a veil. Instead, she organized literature classes in her own home. Female students arrived, removed their veils, and thought about their lives as they studied great Western classics.
They read Daisy Miller, they read Pride and Prejudice, they read Madame Bovary, and with Lolita, for example, some of the girls are married off when they're 9 years old. So this 13-year-old Lolita wasn't terribly far from their own lives. They really identified with that character in the way that she didn't have a lot of choices in her life, and they felt like they didn't have a lot of choices in their lives either.
Gail Shanks at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe, Arizona, talking about Reading Lolita in Tehran, a memoir in books by Azar Nafisi. Another memoir, or essay, or poem, really, to our next bookseller's way of thinking, is E.B. White's book, Here Is New York. First published in 1949 and reissued 50 years later, Lucia Silva wants to be sure readers don't overlook it. From her shop, Portrait of a Bookstore, in Studio City, California, Silva reads from the first paragraph of Here Is New York, E.B. White, writing about the power and loneliness of the great metropolis.
It can destroy an individual or it can fulfill him, depending a good deal on luck. No one should come to New York to live unless he is willing to be lucky.
E.B. White, 4 years before his classic Charlotte's Web was published, sitting in a small hotel room in a sweltering summer, writing a New York sketch.
That speaks a lot to the loneliness that is found paradoxically in this city with millions and millions of people crammed into one tiny place.
Mm-hmm. And yet it's a city he loves.
Yes. And most of it is sort of a love song to this city, marveling at the great potentials.
Here is New York by E.B. White. Finally, a picture book, also picked by Lucia Silva at Portrait of a Bookstore in Studio City, California. It's a collection of paintings, no words at all, called Zoom.
The painter is István Bányai. The last name is B-A-N-Y-A-I. It's all paintings sort of with a photographic perspective, though not a photographic style necessarily, that begins with an indefinable shape and slowly zooms out further and further as if you were in a hot air balloon rising higher and higher in perspective. And so very detailed close-up scenes of a child playing with toys soon become a postcard that someone is holding on a ship, and that becomes a postage stamp that someone is looking at on the back of a postcard flying
over the
ocean.
Be careful. Be careful. Don't tell us too much. You'll give away the plot.
I know. But you have to find out how it ends.
Lucia Silva says Zoom is a book for all ages. Before we zoom off, thanks to all the independent booksellers. Again, a list of the books they mentioned, plus many more recommendations, can be found at npr.org. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.